I do want to go to Paul if he wanted to speak, and then William, who's a member. Paul, did you want to bring something up?
No, I don't have anything specific to bring up. I am on the call. I did not see that email. I received a text from Bella, which I greatly appreciate. Typically, I'm at work during these meetings, so I'm unable to attend. I just happened to be off today, which is why I was present.
I think Paul is confused. Paul, you responded to the email blast, remember? And you said, no, I have not heard anything on air. I have not heard the cards. You responded to the email.
Oh, correct. Blast. Correct, yes. Yeah, okay. I did not. You're, okay. You're right. Uh-huh.
That's what you are being asked, to give your input on that, on your response.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much my response right there. I didn't receive any of the information. And
you
I
have
listen
not
frequently.
Heard it on air.
So,
that you have not
yeah,
heard
correct.
It on okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Bella, I'm sorry. If he's going to make a statement, he has to just make a clear statement about not having heard any candidate cards. Otherwise, it sounds like you're coaching him.
No, that's pretty much what I said. Like, my email was my statement right there. It was very clear and very explicit. So,
okay,
I mean, there's not much more to say.
Let me read his
Bella,
response.
Please stop. Bella, please let him. I do not have your email, Paul. So if you'd like to say that. If you'd like to make
no,
a statement.
I didn't call to make a specific statement. I just, I'm on the call because I wanted to hear what was going on in the election. But as Bella said, I did respond to an email, and I did not hear any carts on the radio. So that is accurate.
Okay, and how often have you been on the listening to the radio, would you say?
I've listened every single day, Monday through Friday. In the morning from maybe like 8 to 10, and then here and there in the afternoon. But I do know that I didn't hear any carts.
Okay, thank you. I haven't heard one. Okay, so William, do you want to go ahead then? Thank you, Paul.
It's William. Thank you. William Hairwagon. Bella said something about WPFW. Why was there no staff or the statistics? That's because they only had three candidates, so there's no election. Those are going to be the three people. I think it's three. Maybe it was even less than three, but they don't need an election for staff. And I guess
okay.
The listeners will catch up. Hopefully, they may need to be extended, but hopefully they'll catch up and get quorum. Thank you.
Jonathan, thank you.
Question.
Go ahead, Jonathan. We've got 8 minutes left for the meeting.
Hey, this is a question for the chair first, and then any other board members if the chair doesn't know. I'd like to know is, let's just say KPFK staff does not reach quorum and WPFW's listeners do not reach quorum. So let's assume that those two elections would be extended in order to reach quorum. That means the other three stations, those elections will stand, the election results, assuming that they are correct and not rigged. But that's another issue. So let me just ask you, are those board members that are elected in the other three stations that did reach quorum, are they immediately seated, or does the seating of all of the board members, including in those station elections which have to be extended due to not reaching quorum, are the seating of new board members postponed until all of the five stations elections have reached quorum and the votes tallied? Or are the KPFA, KPFK, and WBAI's board members, are they seated immediately or after the election? In other words, how does this work? See, my concern is that immediately after this election, the National Board is going to be railroading a whole bunch of things that are going on behind the scenes right now that nobody's talking about. And so that's what my concern is, that we definitely need to postpone this election in order to prevent a railroading and another a real coup d'etat of this network.
Hey, so William Hairwagon for the stack.
Thank you. Go ahead, William.
Thank you. The people that are going to be elected now in the elections that are in process will not be seated until January. That's when they will. In fact, I think it's late in January. The people elected will be seated then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I started something. Is there anyone else that wants to weigh in?
Just Nancy. The LSBs that are elected will... Oh, I have an echo.
No, I think that was Susan.
Oh, okay. They will be seated in the December meeting of the LSBs. And the LSBs will elect their PMB directors in January. And the new PMB is seated at the end of January. And there's also an affiliate election that's supposed to be going on right now in December. The PMB, outgoing PMB, elects the affiliate directors, the two. And they start at the end of January. That's all. Y'all better hurry up and make a motion of your most urgent needs.
I'm trying to craft something. Susie, was that you speaking before over at the same time as Nancy? Or
no, I spoke earlier.
Okay. Well, I cannot do a motion as a chair, but I have whereas quorum still is not met for the staff of KPFK, and then in parentheses at 24% out of the required 25%, and not met for the listeners of WPFW in parentheses 7.7% of required 10%. And then whereas the PNB Election Committee has not been receiving requested traffic reports on when candidate cards have been aired and still are receiving reports of, I would say, listener reports of lack of candidate cards being aired on a regular basis during the month of October. And then I can put in parentheses the last 2 weeks of balloting. I would need another whereas. Go ahead.
Whereas 35 listener candidates have not, their cards have not been made, and 23 staff have not had staff cards made and posted.
Not posted. Aired.
Well, for staff, it's usually not aired, but at least some were posted, but not all. And 35 candidates' cards were not posted.
I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking of listeners. I have a way.
Okay.
I don't mean to interrupt. We have 2 minutes left. Does anyone want to extend this meeting?
Extend 10 minutes, please, Bella.
Well, Bella, I need a member.
Committee.
This is Susie. I ask that we extend 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Nancy. Bella, just let Nancy get through it, okay? Because we're not going to have probably another extension, right? So,
okay, I need to go after her, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest another whereas. Whereas 35 listener candidates' cards were not aired nor posted, and whereas 23 staff cards were not posted or even made. that's why. That's another whereas. How do people make an informed vote? That's all. I'm finished.
So I would be curious, the argument I've heard about these listener cards is that has the opportunity not been made available to them? Because if some of those 35, the argument from the PMB is that they probably just didn't want to get them made. You know what I mean? They didn't take the time to get them made. So, you know, but they were offered. So,
well, that's an assumption.
Sure, that's the way to phrase it, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's an assumption. They cannot get into somebody's head and mind read.
Right, but we lose credibility when we're putting something forward if we're not specific on how many people were weren't permitted, that they weren't permitted to make a cart, or their made cart wasn't posted or aired. Like, that's the violation. If they decided not to make a cart, then that's not the fault of the NES. That's the argument.
Well, that's still mind reading, but the fact that there were carts that were cut, like at BAI, KPFT, and KPFK, in half and edited by, you know, not by the candidates, that is also, I think that's a whereas. But, you know, to assume that these people didn't care when all elections up until this one, they were given, it was done for them at the station. It was done at the station by a staff or the election supervisor. It was not, it was not required that they make their own card.
Janine?
How about, okay, what I could say is, just in the second whereas, and still are receiving, this is the committee, is still receiving listener reports of lack of candidate cards being aired on a regular basis, as well as the continuation of edited, inappropriately edited cards.
That sounds good.
Edited candidate cards during the month of October, last 2 weeks of balloting. So that just puts it into the second whereas. Who else did wanted to speak?
Paul to the stack.
Hold on, I want to make sure, Paul, that there's not a member that wants to speak. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Oh, sorry. So I was actually driving earlier, so now I could speak more directly. I also wanted to mention, I know for me, I never received a ballot in the mail. I was gone for a little while, so I should have, you know, with more due diligence, should have reached out, but I just didn't have the time to do that. And I imagine there's a lot of people within the Pacifica Network who did not receive a ballot. And that's a major issue, which should be documented in this, whatever you're writing up.
That's a good point.
Bella was on the stack. Bella was on the stack, please.
Susie, get back to
We could also put the part of that other motion in where it says there is also a deep concern and specific citing from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots.
Yes, that would be good.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
So, yes, and Jonathan also can attest to the fact that he did not specify at this time, but he had not received his ballot up until recently.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Thank you, Bella. Please do not withdraw that last statement. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know what the status is. Okay. So I want to say that I sent out an urgent email blast to catch the deadline by tomorrow, and it was done a couple of days ago. I have began receiving many responses from different people. One of them, of course, was Paul Robertson, also stating that they have not heard almost anything about this election, that they are in the dark, that they're looking for direction. And so that is the reason why I sent that email blast just a few days ago. It was a survey asking them their opinion. If they had heard on KPFK announcements, promotion about this election and candidate information, and most of them have said no. So we need to incorporate this. And if we speak about KPFK, then, of course, we have to include the other stations because it has to be across the network. So Nancy can speak about, you know, her station and the others can, but that must be a plank that must be covered on this position, demand, or question.
Yeah, William Hairwagon for the snack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I'm enjoying hearing these whereas clauses, which is like the complaints or why we need this motion. What is the resolve going to be? I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, that's where we're supposed to start, right? So we could say that, and again, I don't want to dictate this if somebody wants to jump in, but it could be resolved that we want to reiterate our request to postpone the election, or not to be what we resolved, that the voting immediately be extended at all five stations. I guess we could take out the joint meeting. It resolved that we still maintain that what is best for the Pacifica, or best for the election.
This is Nancy.
A fair
I just wanted
election
to...
process.
I would like to be on the stack. This is Susie.
Go ahead, Susie.
I need y'all's opinion. This happened to me. My ballot came in the wrong name, first name, with the right last name. I reported it to Renee, and she said that that was probably just a misspelling, and I emailed her back and I told her that was not a good excuse and that I was concerned. I went ahead and voted under that ballot because I was concerned that my vote would not be counted, and she assured me that it was. I took copies of it, so I have copies, but what do y'all think about that?
Jonathan on the stack.
Okay, go ahead. We have 2 minutes left. I don't know whether we need another extension.
Okay, I wanted to respond to what...
I think we need to ask for a motion to extend if anyone wants from either of the members. Or we have three other members on the call besides myself. We're almost done. I feel like we almost have something to forward, but we're not going to do it in a minute and a half.
But I still have to excuse me. Can I talk? Alex?
No, I need a motion to extend.
We should. There's no. What is the result of this? What are you asking to extend the elections or not?
No, I'm asking to extend the meeting right now so that we can possibly have a motion constructed to forward to the PNB after the meeting. I'm looking to extend this meeting, but I can't do it as a chair. I need someone else to do a motion to extend, one of the other members.
Susie, motion to extend. 10 minutes?
Okay, let's try for another 10 minutes. Okay, Jonathan, 1 minute.
Yes, I think there has to be a whereas a portion of this that refers to specifically the irregularities concerning the receipt of ballots, whether they be email ballots, whether the information has been incorrectly transferred with the email ballots, or also the paper ballots, whether or not they've been received. Now, I just wanted to let you know, for the record, I finally picked up my mail. I received two separate paper ballots, finally, a although they may have been sent a few weeks ago, and I'm not sure in what order yet. I don't know if they're date-stamped. And then I also received two separate emails with an email balance. So I don't know. I have not looked at the two separate email ballots to see if they have different code numbers. If they have the same code number, then that would indicate it's the same email ballot just resent to me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Renee is concerned
okay,
that
I... Okay, a minute.
So I just wanted...
Call to the stack.
So I just want to say that there really has to be, for the record, a separate whereas section.
Hello?
That has to do with addressing that the National Board must undertake an investigation.
Regardless of
the outcome of the election, an investigation must be launched.
I don't think that we want to really handle that right now. So let's
okay,
stop.
Thank you.
Why don't you stop and let's
thank you.
So in response to her question, to her quandary, I think it's a very good question, and I appreciate you for raising it. It really goes to the legitimacy or the perception of legitimacy of this election, the facts that ballots not being received or ballots are received with the wrong information. You know, there's something wrong at the top, which, you know, should be addressed, which, you know, would really justify, you know, the election maybe being extended so that we could maybe work these out. Because, you know, that's a major, major problem.
Okay, so thank you, Paul. I'm going to read my third whereas here. Whereas there is also a deep, there main, we may, there, it's maintained a deep concern and for specific sightings from governing members within the network that not only they themselves have not received ballots, but also dozens of other members not having received their ballots, along with reports of poor or negligible response from the LESs or NES to members' emails regarding these missing ballots.
Janine, this is Bella. We cannot name the LESs. They were discharged a while back.
All right, so I can say NES.
Yes, everything is squarely with her, please.
Okay, so then the result...
But I have... Jack, whatever.
Go ahead, Susan. Or Susie, sorry.
All these whereases, I want to know what the ultimate goal is. Is the election committee proposing to extend the election? If so, we should first, before, have a vote to say whether or not the election committee agrees to make that point. You could spend a zillion hours on whereas, but do these problems add up to fraudulent? I do not think I have not heard anything here that is really to the level that the election should be postponed. Hello?
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Yes, there is more than ample documentation of fraudulence, of malfeasance, of negligence. And I do not believe that our position at this time should be a coy one at any level. And we must be forceful, because I tell you what, I don't see any other remedy here except at the courts. I mean, we are not going to get any remedy from this DMB, but this is for the record. So we cannot be coy. Our demands must be such level of high level that,
but,
you know.
But we have to have statistics as to how many people did not get their votes. I got
only the NES. We have requested this of the NES. She has not. She has not provided that information. She has the authority to get this.
Okay, Bella, let me...
We cannot do based on the kinds of... Based on the kinds of documentation that I have heard at this meeting that is not sufficient to... No court would laugh us out of court. There is no overall statistics. There's no counter. How many do you want to do a survey of all the listeners to see how many people got their ballots? I know plenty of people who got their ballots because there's two or three on this call who have said that or their friends have not got their ballots. What are the statistics? You can't. This is like ridiculous.
Susie, can I respond?
Susie?
Yes.
In our last motion from last week, one of the things in our motion said that it would be not postponed, it would be extended. And part of it would be that so that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipts so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws. So maybe that's what we need to put in our resolve because, you know, we don't have any evidence. I even brought up to the PNB that, you know, there's a software, a phone banking software that can robo-dial everybody in the membership and tell them there's an election and, you know, extend, if it got extended, it would be telling them that there's an election and telling them how to look for their ballot and tell them, you know, how to order a ballot if they didn't receive it. So that hasn't been done because they didn't pass the motion.
This is Sarah Kleppner. Can you hear me? Hello? Are you taking comments from the public
Sarah,
or no? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you speaking up because, but I want to make sure that Susie has a chance to respond. She's a member and we're closing in here.
Okay, I had a suggestion, but I understand if I'm out of order, but I would like to say something. I have a suggestion.
I know, but can you...
But
just,
I'll wait.
Just
I'll
Susie,
wait.
Yes, just Thanks. Wait and see if Susie's going to respond. And if she doesn't, then we'll go to you.
I don't really have anything else to add. I just wanted also an opinion as to my problem and my issue with my ballot. If I handled it properly because I notified Renee, but I don't have anything else to say. I agree with the motion that you just read to us.
Okay, well, I would say if you have something in writing from her, you're in good shape. But I think you're an example of why we're doing this
exactly.
motion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Sarah, we've just got 2 minutes left, so I'd like to keep you to a minute, then I'm going to go ahead and read this motion for everyone.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Janine and all. Given that there were, according to the report from the Elections Committee last week, there were emails that were just found in recent days, 2,500 emails for KPFK.
No, I need that.
So
okay, I'm 26. Sorry, 26, 86. Please stop interrupting. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to start your time again, Sarah.
And the bylaws do say that the election shall be extended if quorum is not met.
I'm sorry, hold on. I don't know who is not muted. Please, if you're muted, there's somebody. Who is it? Please mute your phones if you're not speaking. Thank you. Okay, Sarah.
The bylaws? Thank you. Thank you. The bylaws state the elections shall be extended if quorum is not met, which it has not been at all stations for all classes. My suggestion is the resolution that for this this motion could be based on perhaps, I'm just throwing it out there, there will be a cease and desist letter. I'm not an attorney, but that's a warning to somebody about a possible suit from listener members, from folks who are not in the elections committee. Other people will file a cease and desist letter with the NES, and the elections committee then would want to file a motion which warns the PNB of this, that it is actionable, if it's actionable. And, you know, I hate the litigiousness, but if this is what it comes down to, and it is an outrageous situation in so many ways. So a cease and desist letter, and I live in New Jersey, but I'm a member of BAI. I'm a candidate also. And I have the time tomorrow to pursue this. I would need help. I know people I can ask in the area. I'd be glad to confer with people in California. But do you understand the strategy? It ups the ante. It's saying this is actionable. We know people are going to be filing. Therefore, we suggest you approve or you pass this motion to extend. I hope that's clear. And thank you so much.
Okay, so we are over. Can we just extend time? Can anyone move to extend time to have me just read the motion and with a few comments take a vote?
Could we just have a vote on whether or not the committee wants to request an extension?
Bon question.
Okay, sure. We can do that. But then we still need an extension.
Because William moves to extend 5 minutes.
William, did you just move to extend?
Yeah, five minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so let's do a quick vote. We have four members. William Hairwagon, your vote to ask for an extension?
What do you mean, in this motion? I haven't heard the full motion yet.
No, but Susie's saying that we should at least do a vote to find out whether we want to extend, whether the members want to extend. So then I will move on to reading the motion. But in theory, do you want to try to extend?
That was Dee Dee who had asked for
it's Dee Dee who's doing that. And
Dee Dee
the
Halleck.
Question is whether we want to stop the entire election of all the boards. There is a very close, almost quorum in one station and one staff group. And for that, you want to cancel the entire election, which has gone on, and people have worked very hard. Yes, there have been problems. Yes, there have been misdirections of ballots. But in general, people, I think, in good faith, have tried to make this election as honest and direct as it could be. And to throw all that out at this point, it seems it's one of the kinds of things that has helped to destroy the power of the Pacifica Network by making us seem totally ineffective. I think that there have been problems. Maybe there can be a statement that in the future we want to have a way of ensuring that every listener gets a ballot, etc. But as far as I can tell, we are almost at quorum on almost all of the stations, and to cancel everyone because of that, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, William, put a stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, nobody's saying anything about canceling anything.
I
think we'll hear the resolve in a couple of minutes. It's probably something other than a cancellation of all the votes. Thank you.
We're voting on to extend the election. not to cancel.
Okay.
So we're taking a vote now.
Let's hear the resolution.
Okay, so whereas due to multiple delays in the election process, quorum is still not met for the staff of KPFK currently at 24% out of 20, required 25% in the listeners of WPFW, (7.7% of required 10%, and the bylaws are specific as to election extension when when quorum is not met. Whereas the PNB election committee has not been receiving the requested traffic reports on when candidate cards have been aired and still are receiving listener reports of lack of candidate cards being aired on a regular basis during the month of October, as well as the continuation of inappropriately edited candidate statements on air during the month of October, parentheses, the last 2 weeks of balloting, whereas there is still a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not only they themselves have not received ballots, but also dozens of other members having not received ballots, along with reports of poor or negligible response from the NES to members' emails regarding these missing ballots, all of which is actionable by both candidates and membership. Be it resolved that we still maintain that there is still severe mishandling of the election, and what is best at this juncture is to immediately extend voting at all five stations so there can be proper participation and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipts so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws.
Whew.
Something like that.
Nancy, yeah. There was also... one candidate and KPFK who got two different cards posted, two different videos.
On the YouTube channel.
Yes.
That was Grace Aaron.
Preferential treatment.
Yes. The same applicable to on the same is applicable to on air cards.
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I don't think we can cover every complaint and problem that people have heard about. I think we've got plenty in that motion already. And if people are happy with the resolve, we should just vote on it.
Yeah, and that Grace Aaron, that candidate hired this NES
but
that, in
but
2009.
Extending doesn't solve that, okay? I'm curious, can we take a quick vote?
There is nothing in the bylaws that mentions YouTube as being an official source for Pacifica radio network.
Correct.
Jonathan,
but they were used as cards.
I'm so sorry. We're at
but
time.
But it's not. It is not. That is not in the bylaws. We are.
What is in the bylaws is
okay,
the candidate statement
please,
must be made
please,
on
everyone.
The air.
Okay,
they
please,
were used.
Everyone, please. I would like to have someone move for a vote on whether we can resolve this in the membership with an email so that I can send this email to the four members that are on right now for a vote. So let's do a quick vote because I want everybody to be able to see this in its full form before they vote. William, are you okay with an email conducting this vote via email?
No, I think we could take a vote now. Just here to resolve that such and such clause and vote on it. There's only, what did you say, four of us?
Mm-hmm.
need the resolved, be it resolved.
No, I'm going to send this in an email to the membership.
But really,
guys, we don't have an extension anymore. We don't have an extension anymore.
But I said we should vote first to see whether we want to extend the election. And I vote, I think you must know that I would vote no for that.
Okay. So, William, do you want to vote to extend? He said no. No, I'm sorry. Do you want to vote whether you would want to do the motion to extend?
No, to extend do we want to extend the election?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, William, are you open to that?
I don't quite understand. I think we have a motion, and if we reread the resolve clause, then we vote on as a committee as to whether that's the motion we want. I don't think we need to vote a separate vote if we need to do this with the quorums or that with the number of people that vote or extend it a week or don't extend it a week. No, we've got a motion and we just vote on it. That's all.
Janine, please read and let's draft a resolution.
Bella, wait.
The resolution is what's pending.
Bella, stop.
The resolution.
And we're going to vote, and that's it. Whereas quorum still has not been met for the staff of KPFK at 24% out of the required 25%, and the listeners of WPFW 7.7% of required 10%, and the bylaws are specific as to election extension when quorum is not met. Whereas the PNB Election Committee has not been receiving the requested traffic reports on when candidate cards have been aired and are still receiving listener reports of lack of candidate cards being aired on a regular basis during the month of October, as well as the continuation of inappropriately edited cards continuing to air during the month of October, the last 2 weeks of balloting. Whereas there still maintains a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not only they themselves have not received ballots, but also dozens of other members have not received their ballots, along with reports of poor...
There are no statistics to back that up. That is absurd to put that.
Let me finish.
Please hold on.
Along with reports of poor or negligible response from the NES to members' emails regarding these missing ballots, all of which is actionable by both the candidates and the membership, be it resolved that we still maintain that there is severe mishandling of the election, and what is best for a most fair election at this juncture would be for the voting to be immediately extended at all five stations so there can be proper participation by the membership and that direct outreach to the membership is conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipt so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws. So,
William, I have one suggested change.
Okay.
Where you mentioned dozens of others just having some problem, whatever it was, change that to just many others.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to ask a question. When you said that we're edited down from 1 minute to 30 seconds, did you say how much it was, like 30 seconds edited down, and it was at three stations, BAI, KPFK?
No, I didn't say that.
I would do it because these people don't know. They're not right. I mean, not all of them are running.
I said inappropriately edited candidate cards.
Yes, but that's an opinion. Inappropriately, if you say 1 minute down to 30 seconds, that's evidence right there.
Right, but they've already
them.
Been informed of all that.
Okay.
We do
not have
that information. We do not have that information.
Yes, we do. We have that information. If you listen to the carts at BAI, they're 30 seconds. All those candidates made 1 minute carts. They were edited down, not by the candidates. At KPFT, same thing. At KPFK, same thing.
Okay, William, put us back.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I think the wording that you have is in the motion is enough. We don't need to say 16 carts at that station and 30 seconds in some other circumstance. And just what you have is good enough. We don't need to give all kinds of details.
That is correct. Okay, so then we're taking a vote. William?
And the vote is to do what?
Whether for this motion, in favor
yes.
of this motion.
Yes,
thank
for the
you.
Motion.
Susie?
Yes.
Thank you. Dee Dee?
No.
Okay, thank you. And Janine Roan is me, and I'm a yes. So it passes 3-1. And so I will send this out to everyone so they have a record of it, but I'm also going to forward it right now to the secretary as well as Lawrence. Maybe I'll send it to Lawrence first and then we'll forward to CNB.
I would like to make
Nancy,
a statement,
Ms. Nancy.
No, we yes. need to adjourn. We're 15 minutes over. So we will be having another meeting next week. And so move to adjourn, anyone?